Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening. Whenever we go to an airport, we see that generally the airport will have two sections. One is the arrival section. And one is the departure section. And so what happens is that in arrival we see people that are arriving, and in departure we see people who are going to depart. Life is also like this. Airport. The world is like an airport. That there is always this one group that is arriving in this dunya. And from arrival to departure, there is not a lot of distance for a person to move to. And then after a period of time, he will also have to make this departure. And the ticket will not cost him £1,000. The ticket will not cost him £1,000. It's going to be what? Free of charge. And in between, a person will spend his time between arrival and departure. He will eat, he will drink, he will work, he will get married. He will have children. He will do everything what is required to do in this area, in this dunya, which is not so big. And then when the time comes, he will also depart. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned the people of Iman and has said to them that be very careful. From the time you arrive in this dunya, you already have an enemy. You already have an enemy. From the time you arrive, you have an enemy. And this is due to the historical feud between our father and Shaitan. Adam alayhi salatu was salam, our father. Shaitan, who hated him. And this rivalry this animosity, this grudge continues until the day of Qiyamah between the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu was salam and between the progeny of Iblis. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us that from the time you are born at birth, Shaitan comes where you are, be it in the hospital or be it wherever you are. And you have just come out from the womb. Your arrival in this dunya is fresh. And Shaitan will pinch you. This is in the hadith. He will pinch you because of that hatred. That inside you there is this treasure. And that treasure is your kalima and your iman. And so the animosity and hatred starts from day one. So he will pinch you, and that is why also very often we hear the baby that starts to cry. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that if he is going to pinch you, then you retaliate by giving adhan in the right ear and iqamat in the left ear. He is going to pinch you. Your well-wishers, your parents should be there to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar in the ears. So this rivalry starts from upstairs. But the minute you arrive, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us, the parents, that we all have a duty. There is no greater threat to you than this enemy, the progeny of Iblis. And which is confirmed in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. To make peace with people is good akhlaq, no problem. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the one creation you can never make peace with and you can never compromise with is Shaitan. Inna shaytana lakum aduun. Understand, he is your enemy. Isme zarra bhi koi khair ki baat nahi ho sakti. Fattakhidhuhu aduwa. And your only duty in this dunya is to understand that my enemy is my shaitan, the shaitan that is there, the shaitan that surrounds me. And so from arrival to departure, many of us here, Allah knows best how many more steps are required for us to get into the departure lounge. Nobody knows. Are we close to the arrival lounge or are we close to the departure lounge? Nobody really knows. Whether you're young, whether you're old, that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in the interim, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't make a mistake that Shaitan is your enemy. Alhamdulillah, when we have understood this much, that Shaitan is our enemy, then let us move on to part two of how Shaitan works and how Shaitan functions. And that is also explained to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also in the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does Shaitan operate, my respected brothers? You see, Shaitan is not after your car. He's not after your money directly. He might use your car, your money, your wealth to distract you. But that is not his primary concern. He wants to take out from you one very beautiful, noble quality that Allah has given to insan. And this is the most important feature in Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And if he can be successful in removing this quality from you, then he is laughing. He is a winner. And that is what Shaitan makes the human beings do and go through. Let me use the word Urdu first. Urdu ki mithas hoti hai, zabardast zaban hai. He likes to make insan behaya and be sharam. What does he make insan become? Behaya, be sharam. His main aim is to make that man and a woman shameless. If he can work on this subject to make him shameless, then everything fits in like a domino process, just one flick and everything trips. Ek flick par puri, uski puri zindagi gir jati. Once he can make a person become behaya, shameless, then he is successful. That is why you will see that the kuffar are totally shameless. It's not so much of kufr that they believe in any kind of faith. Because to be shameless is also a religion. To be shameless is also a religion. If the Muslims can follow this trend and become shameless, like the kuffar are shameless people, then Shaitan is a winner. That is why it is Shaitan who puts waswasa in the hearts of the people to invent gadgets. To invent such gadgets that that person thinks that this is going to be very good for the humankind. But Shaitan knows that with this gadget, the one thing I will work on is to make them totally besharam. So you have your mobile phones, you have your computers, mashallah. Our young children will come to the parents and will put a very beautiful introduction. Dad, I want to study. I have to do my assignment. Dad, I'm doing my A-levels. Dad, I need this. Can you get me a laptop with a lot of megabytes? Kya kahenge? Terabytes, megabytes, kya kahenge? A lot of space chahiye. Bichara wo abba kehta hai, of course my child. I'll get it for you, don't worry. Shaitan knows that it is just this foolishness, this smoke screen. With this gadget, I will totally destroy him. Totally. With this gadget, I will make him a homosexual. People become homosexuals not because of any genes that are inside them. Sorry, eh? A person who's a rapist cannot say, I'm a rapist because I have genes inside me to rape women. I'm a murderer because that is how I was created. No, no, no. Nobody says that. But shaitan makes you besharam. You can't sleep until you watch nudity, wrong things. You are infested by pornography. Total besharmi. There is no enjoyment in your fajr namaz. There is no enjoyment in your recitation of the Quran. There is no enjoyment. All a person requires is masti, masti, and masti. Because shaitan is the winner here. Shaitan is already successful. With the kuffar community, he's made them totally besharam. He's working with the Muslim ladies and Muslim girls. Your heart is clean. Why do you have to wear a scarf? Are you living in Afghanistan? You want to live like the Taliban? You want to live like the Taliban? Are you a Taliban? Why are you wearing a scarf? Why are you wearing shalwar, kurta, wear jeans? Show your front and show your back and show your top. Beautify yourself for who? For your husband? No, no, no. You show off for the ghair mahrams that are out there. Men today, men, how shaitan is working with them. They're playing football, they will wear shorts here, showing their thighs. Pajamas. Your dad is sitting there, your mother is sitting there. The 17, 18 year old toddler comes and sits in front of the parents with his thighs showing. Isko sharam bhi nahi. We have become so besharam. Our favorite apps have become TikTok. Why? So we can see the besharam things of other women doing silly things. You know, and this is besharmi. And it is this besharmi that is a cancer in our community. It may be hard, it may be difficult to take in, but the truth is the truth. And it's never too late. And listen to what the Quran says. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِعَ الْفَاحِشَةَ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Surah Noor. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِعَ الْفَاحِشَةَ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا For those who love to spread indecency, Behayai. People have become so behaya that when they are doing zina, they are telling a third party, can you film us? Can you film us? People have become so behaya that my wife is hugging a ghair mahram, kissing someone else, walking and talking and freely mixing with everybody else. But when the imam talks about segregation, it's time for nikah, you know, we should not have any mixing done. Taliban's man. Old people, Maulvis. Well, this is not a Maulvi talking to you. This is Surah Noor. Listen to what Allah is saying. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةَ. For the people who love to spread indecency, you know why? Because Jannah is not cheap, my respected brothers. Jannah, you won't get on a plate. Don't think Jannah is a walk in the park. You are required to make an effort. Aaj mujhe aur aapko koi paisa muft mein nahi deta hai. Koi deta hai aapko paisa. And if you love spreading behayai, fil ladina amanu, Allah is saying first, lahum adabun alimun fid dunya wal akhirah. A painful punishment for them to suffer first in this dunya and then akhirah. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. کیا فرمایا اللہ؟ O people of Iman, don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعْ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And if you are going to create a relationship with shaitan, he will make you his slave. And he will become a master. He is a master and you are a slave. Intelligence does not mean that you are highly educated. Intelligence means that you are obedient to Allah and His Rasul. You can be highly educated, that is worth nothing. It is a piece of paper. Intelligence means that you have an understanding of the Quran and Sunnah. Not only you have an understanding of what Allah is telling us, because we have already passed the lounge of arrival, the waiting area and arrival, we have passed now. Most of us, we are moving now. We are already seeing the signs of departure. That departure is there. Shaitan says that I'm running out of time. Main isko kaise behaya banau? Walaula fadlullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu ma zaka minkum min ahadin abada walakin Allah yuzakki man yasha wallahu sami'un alim. Allahu akbar. Allah is saying, if it was not for the grace and the mercy of Allah, it would be very difficult for you to save yourself from Shaitan. But it is my deen, my rahmat, my Islam, our Nabi, our teachings, the noor of Islam that is purifying you, that is saving you. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. My respected brothers, what is happening to this ummah? You have a computer, it doesn't mean that you can watch whatever you want. It doesn't mean that nobody is watching you. You can do what you want on your mobile phone. It doesn't mean that because you are an adult above 18 years of age, you are not answerable to no one. It doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want. This dunya is not about whatever you want to do. Jannat is about whatever you want to do. In Jannat there is no restriction. In Jannat there is complete 100% fulfillment of the right desire. So my respected brothers and elders, don't let shaitan turn us into behaya. Let our young children, daughters, sons, the youth, parents, fathers themselves, don't open the door of behayai. Don't allow behayai to spread. Make a good home. And when you take control of being completely shameless, and you have a bit of haya inside you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your bounties in dunya and the hereafter. Allah will give you sukoon in this dunya and the hereafter. This is shaitan's dhoka, my respected brothers, that we think that if I'm not going to do this, and if I'm not going to enjoy this 5 minutes, then, you know what, I'm missing out from enjoyment. You're not missing out from enjoyment. This is going to affect you in your health. You'll become impotent. It is going to break your relationship with your wife. This unlawful behayai will open the doors of humiliation. Allah save us. Aur kisi ke aib ko khol kar logo ke samne bayan bhi na kare, mere azizo. Aaj bichara wo takleef mein hai, kal tum bhi ho sakte ho. So don't use the mobile phone to humiliate your Muslim community. There are people there that can work and counsel and do islah, and let's work and let's help, because we are all living in the days of fitna. The challenge is for everyone, my respected brothers. There was a time we would get happy that, you know, my son has found a girl, my daughter, alhamdulillah, is marrying this boy. We would be very happy. But shaitan is working so quickly as the days of Qiyamah are coming closer. Allahu Akbar. What does the Quran say? Listen to this. وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعْ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And when you follow the path of shaitan, what will he do? Allah is saying that. فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ. He will grab you and order you towards indecency. بِحَيَاءِ. وَالْمُنْكَرِ. You know, it's ajeeb how when you look at the words of the Quran, munkar, when you look at the definition, what is the meaning of munkar? And the root letter, nakira. What is munkar? Munkar means that he will make you his slave in such a way that he will order you to do things that are very, very strange. He will make you do things that are strange. And we are living in a very strange world today. In a very strange world. Every day we are seeing and looking at things. What is happening around us? Allah. And the only way, my respected brothers, for us is to not give up. And don't allow just to follow your nafs and the waswasa that enters the heart. Don't just follow it. Keep your iman strong. Have a relationship with the masjid. Listen to the bayans and lectures. Make dua to Allah. Recite a lot of Quran. Think about death. Go and visit the kabristan. Jao wahan dekhe ke wahan kaise log soye hue hai aaj. Inki kya shaan thi? Kya shaan thi? Kaise log soye hue? How many people are there? Have a look at it. And when you take self-control and take responsibility, then my respected brothers, when it is time for departure, what is it? Time for departure. It comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the mayyit, the deceased, when they are praying the janaza and when they are lifting him, and the location of burial might be at a distance, He is so anxious because of his piety and self-control in this dunya, and now he knows that he is going to go. His jannat opens up now. For a Muslim, jannat starts in the grave. You know, people say, what is the grave? Grave for you and I, inshallah, is what? Jannat. You don't have to be scared to see, oh ho, so much soil is coming out. Ya Allah, we are put in a box. And we are put in this box because of this country, water and all this. Alhamdulillah, in Leicester, they also allow you not to have a box, whatever. And then you see all the dust that is falling on top of that mayit, and you know, we are saying our final salam to our loved ones, and Ya Allah, what will happen? People are crying. This is all natural as human beings. A lady will have to go for iddat. But for a mu'min, for you and I, who have not become shameless, who have not become shameless, behaya nahi bane hum. Hamare andar sharmo haya hai. And maintain this sharmo haya. This is very good. You know, a child that is not smoking in front of the father and mother, this is still good. Ye to bhi achha hai. Kuch bhi sharam hai isme. Allahu Akbar. But if you listen to the shaitan, you see the problem today, Muslims also are now having this disease. I don't care. I'll do what I want. I'm not going to listen to no one. Why should I listen? It's my body. I can do whatever I want. Teri body hai ye. Ye teri body hai. Is this your body? Since when is this your body? Since when are you in ownership of this body? Do you even own one strand of hair? Do you even own that? Do you own your lungs? Do you own your heart? Do you own your liver? Do you own your eyesight? Do you own your five senses? Do you own your brain, your intellect? Do you own the first step that you take? Do you own your speech? What do you own? Itna tu takabbur aa gaya, itna bada aadmi tu aa gaya ki I own my body. What do you own? Who are you? Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. So my respected brothers and elders, if we are also praying namaz, this door we have opened up. Another very important door that we are required to shut is the door of becoming shameless. Shamelessness. Indecency. Isko ban kare. And inshallah Allah give all of us the tawfiq. Honestly, my respected brothers, it is not difficult. When a person has this realization that how long am I going to stay in this dunya? And how can I do bewafai with my Allah? And you know, just to take out two tears and cry to Allah that, Allah, I am so weak. Allah, help me. Allah, assist me. You know, Islam is so beautiful. How shaitan is going to twist your mind? Allah's Nabi has not even allowed a Muslim man to wear clothes that generally are worn by women. And Allah's Nabi has not allowed for a woman to wear clothes that are generally worn by men. Why? Because that is how shaitan plays with the mind. If a person starts wearing women's clothes, then shaitan, the next step, he puts in his mind, I'm looking in the mirror, am I trapped in this body? Am I trapped in this body? Ye naye alfaz. Humne kabhi sune nahi the school mein. Did you guys hear of this? I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm getting too old. Yaqub bhai, the young man, what do you say? You know, honestly, we didn't hear about this in our school. Did anybody hear? I mean, in our time, we didn't hear, did we? Did we hear in school or trapped in the body? Hum to football khelte the aur rough and tough log the. Kya the? To aaj kehte hain rough and tough mat ban. Feminine ko kaha tum masculine ban jao, masculine ko kaha tum feminine ban jao. Or shaitan keh raha hai ke don't worry, I'm doing my work. Now sometimes you look at a person and you say, bhai, have you looked at your your face in the mirror. But why? They don't care. They don't have sharam in them. When you lose haya, when you lose shame, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, this is the last trigger. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي. When a person loses haya and he is not shy of anyone, فَصْنَعْ بِمَا شِئِتْ, then shaitan will make him do anything. He will dare to make a claim for anything. He will do anything. He won't care what my community, my father, my mother, my sisters, my siblings, my brothers, our masjids, imam, anything. In fact, he will take it to the next level. He won't even care what Allah's Rasul is going to think. He won't care. He will go to Medina, he won't care. He will do tawaf of Kaaba, he won't care. Because he's so be-sharam. This is such a disease. Allah save us. We have to maintain haya, bashfulness, decency, shame, to have a bit of shame. Acha shame. Allah se sharam kare, farishto se sharam kare, musalmano se sharam kare. That is why you see, subhanallah, nowadays women, you know, somebody might call, think that I'm like Andrew Tate's follower. You know, I'm not his follower whatsoever. But this is the truth. Look at how the dressing has become. You know, it's like there is an allergy if we put on too much clothes. It is freezing cold, but the women don't want to put on a jacket. Ab thande barf ho jayenge, lekin jacket nahi pehnenge. Kyun? Hame fir koi dekhega nahi. Alhamdulillah, glad tidings to our mothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, that even living in a kufr country, they are proud of the Islamic identity. May Allah keep it that way. Glad tidings to my brothers, that living in a kufr country, you are taking self-control. Allah, give us the strength. Allah, protect our children, bichari. Make dua for the community. That Allah protect all of us because we are one family. Kisi ki takleef wo meri aapki takleef. Hum kisi ke aib ko na khole. Haan hum islah kare. Islah kare. Deen ki baat sunaye. Allah give us all the tawfiq. My respected brothers. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a quick elan.